This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I feel sorry for everybody else out there because you don't get to work with Kevin every day. All right? And here's some of the things that goes through his brain that I get to hear and that our friend Jake gets to hear today. Alec, Carter. It's like Ross is back there today, too. Like that, you're an interesting fella. Very interesting fella.
So Corey was talking about more of the food items that are available for the Rangers. And he said hot dog. And I go, hot dog? Armor hot dog? Except I think I said it more like Harmer hot dog. And Corey just stared at me. And I go, what kind of kid would eat armor hot dogs? And then I started singing the jingle. Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on rocks. Tall kids, short kids, even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. Nothing? Screw you guys.
I don't remember that.
That happened.
By the way, I did see this story today. I don't know why this is affecting me so much, but 23andMe is filing for bankruptcy.
They are?
Yeah. So here's my suggestion. Delete all your information off 23andMe right now.
Why?
They're going to sell your DNA information to whoever they want now.
What?
Whoever the highest bidder is going to have your DNA information. I just don't want to be on the grid. I've never done it. My son Carter keeps wanting to do it. And he's like, I just want to know what our family is. I'm like, they could be lying to us. We don't know. Go to Grandpa's book. He has a whole lineage lined up.
Wow.
Anyway, maybe 23andMe has helped out a lot of people find, you know, some parents or whatever.
I'm surprised that they're going into business.
Yeah, that's wild. Maybe people stopped.
They didn't care anymore about where they're from.
You're like, man, I don't like this answer. You know, maybe you find out, you're like, you know what? I'm not favoring this one. I found out my dog was like three different dogs. I'm like, that doesn't even look like that.
Hold on. So if you find out
23andMe my dog,
what you are, then you can use it to your advantage or tell everybody. But if you don't like it, then you could just never done it.
You're like, not my history right there.
Okay. Wow. Fascinating. Right.
There are two more spring training games, Kevin, left. The Rangers and Royals will wrap up on tomorrow.
They're playing here.
The Rangers will be starting opening day on Thursday, the Whataburger opening day, where we will be out there at Globe Life having a good time setting up for opening day.
And if you're a wrestling fan, we're going to have MJF on the show because he's going to be one of the people throwing out a first pitch.
Sweet. That is cool.
He's going to be rude to us.
They open everything up against the Red Sox. I'm starting at, Kevin, we're going to start on opening day, March 27th. And we're going to go till, let's say, April 27th.
Okay.
In the Rangers' first month of the schedule, who's the player that you must see? Because I have one answer. And one answer only, and it's very early in the season. But let me give you some of the teams that are going to be rolling up against in that first month going up to April 27th. The Giants will be the last team they play.
Okay.
The San Francisco Giants, which obviously they're on the road, so you're not going to be able to get that one. But you can check it out on television because it sounds like everybody's got it. Fubo's got it and everything now. I don't know if you've heard Fubo and the Rangers.
I have heard.
You can listen to it right here on 105 Through the Fan. The Giants. You also have the Oakland A's. So any of the players that you're interested in on that team. The reason I brought this up was the Dodgers, obviously. Like the Rangers are hosting the Dodgers April 18th through April 20th. They'll be playing against the Angels and Ron Washington's group, the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez, the Cubs, Rays, Reds, and again, the Boston Red Sox. For me, I absolutely cannot wait to turn the TV on and then turn my radio on and listen to Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks and Jared Sandler. But turn my TV on and watch Ellie De La Cruz against the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
That is like this. He is, for me, in this league, the current most exciting player on the field. I don't know who it is for all of y'all, but 877-881-1053. Who's a player that is a must-see in the first month of the Rangers season? Because selling tickets, watching them on the buzz is starting to brew again for the Texas Rangers right now.
Okay. Well, Ellie De La Cruz does make a whole lot of sense.
It piques the interest a little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, if it's the fifth game, their first game is going to be Jacob DeGrom pitching against the Cincinnati Reds. That's his first game would be the fifth game in the rotation because they have four against the Red Sox. And then there's Ellie De La Cruz against DeGrom.
So I'm going to go with, and I didn't count out the days to see if it would work. I'm going to go with Roky Sasaki because you've got the Dodgers coming up and that will be here. And obviously the hype on this guy is unbelievable. We were really hoping that somehow we would miraculously get him. I would love the opportunity in that weekend series to see Roky Sasaki pitch.
Because with any time that a new pitcher comes from Japan or from somewhere else, the intrigue is, does he throw the gyro ball? You know, like, does
right.
What is it that's unique about him
right.
to everybody else that we've seen already? What is the difference? And I wonder sometimes if it is how much that counts. Nobody's ever seen this guy. Nobody's ever hit off this guy. There's not a single dude that saw him in the minor leagues that got to hit off of him. They've seen him a little bit in spring training, true. But their tape on him is very different. And so I'm very curious about that. Otani definitely. Satchel Paige is not pitching. All right. Somebody had texted that in.
I mean, that would have been cool to see, though.
It would be the coolest thing if it did happen. Lawrence Butler is obviously.
I get that.
If you didn't, like, when we got to see him at that one at bat in Surprise, I was like, okay, I get it. And you're gonna get to see him a lot very early in the season because the Rangers have a couple series against the A's in the first month or so. So that's gonna be a good one right there. Again, opening day taking place Thursday. The Whataburger opening day with the KNC Masterpiece. We're going to be out there and doing our best to make sure we deliver great baseball to you all the way.
And the Texas Rangers are a slight favorite in that game. They're -112 with Nathan Eovaldi over Garrett Crochet.
Who are you most excited to see on the Rangers?
Josh Young.
I like that answer.
And so, honestly, and the reason why I had that answer so fast,
because it seems like everybody would say Wyatt Langford immediately.
Which I get, but I think I misunderstood your question at first. And I thought you were saying the first month for the Rangers. And I was like, I need Josh Young to be there. I need Josh Young to be in people's faces and like being the spark for this lineup and the spark for that clubhouse. It's Josh Young for me. I understand there can be a lot of different answers, but it's Josh Young.
I think you're dead on with the spark part of
it.
Because whenever he's not there, we have a couple of different texters that are constantly pointing out, dude, he is the heartbeat.
Yeah.
And he is.
Yeah.
You see, if somebody hits a home run, he's the first one out of the dugout.
Yeah.
If there's a reason to cheer, the camera always finds Josh Young because he's the one standing there doing it.
He's like Austin Hedges, but he's in your starting lineup. You know, like, you take that enthusiasm with somebody who can make a huge impact in the game as well. That is a recipe for a win.
Yeah.
For a lot of wins, hopefully.
817, I'm ready to see professional ball sack doing television. We got a little bit of it last year, so it's not as much of a commodity as I once thought it was.
I mean, I still want to see it.
Who do you think gives better analysis, Mike Bacsik or Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks?
Oh my God.
Yep, I just made you have to choose.
One of them is already in the Baseball Hall of Fame, so I'm going to have to go with Eric Nadell and Matt Hicks.
Mike's in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Not for an event.
Yeah, for a moment in time.
Yeah, but Eric Nadell is in there for his body of work, not a moment.
Mike gave up a home run.
We'll maybe get there someday.
I was talking to Atolo recently who was just like, that is kind of a cool thing, though.
Yeah.
I know he gave up the home run, but it is like it opens a lot of conversation. How many times did we say that? Oh, yeah, Mike gave up the Barry Bonds home run, and people go, what? Are you serious? Even Bochy was surprised the first time we brought it up to him.
I do remember that.
He was like, oh, yeah, that's right, Mike. You know, Mike, you were a good pitcher, and I really thought highly of you, but we knew Barry was going to get his opportunity.
He's a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Boch, not Boch, Mike. Yeah, no, Mike Mike's can terrible. Be very mean.
No, we love him, though. You know, one of the things that I've always been able to enjoy with you and Mike was being a parent. And I have, I've been trying to, my son's getting ready to go off to college, not this season, this year.
Yep.
This year will be his senior year in high school. So before, oh my gosh, crap. Sorry to tear up a little bit.
You want to play Cats in the Cradle? Or?
no, thank you, Jake. So there are things that I'm doing with him right now that I don't even know if he realizes I'm getting most of the benefit of them.
Yeah.
Taking him to UNT last week was one of them. Doing a couple other college tours with him. We're going to do another one. That was fun. But the other day he was like, hey, I've had my car for a while and I think I'm 100 miles over from an oil change. And I was like, all right, you need to learn how to change your oil. And so yesterday I took him up to AutoZone. If anybody out there, if AutoZone would love to sponsor the show, I'm all about it.
Get in the zone.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The AutoZone's where I've always gone. But we took him up to AutoZone, and I said, all right, here's what we're doing. We went to the book to find the oil filter, you know, just all these things that he had never experienced. He actually looked at me and was like, is this book up to date? And I was like, what do you mean, is it up to date? Yes, they put it out here all the time.
That's a fair question, though, because I saw that really sad meme. I don't know if you saw it. I just saw it for the first time over the weekend about somebody writing their college professor and asking if they'll get penalized if their sources are too old because they found this really interesting article or book from the late 1990s. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're
really
like,
old?
Yeah. And they just wanted to make sure that they were authorized to use that as a research material because it might be out of date. And that just crushed who I am.
877-881-1053. What is the, what are some bucket list moments you want to teach your kid or you remember doing with your dad? See, Kevin, I learned from the last time. To give everybody options here.
Nothing to the second part.
So, like, but I know I've seen you, I've watched Brandon grow up pretty, was he two or three whenever we met?
Two.
All right, so I've watched Brandon grow up, and I know I've watched you with him, and you did a lot of things with him. You were, like, you were the primary parent.
Yes.
And so you had a lot, you were like, all right, he became interested in a lot of things you were interested in. And you're like, I'll show you these things along the way. And I do believe in the card world, he could probably go shark a lot of people.
I could see that.
At those places because you taught him well. But 877-881-1053. Now, we did have a couple hiccups in changing the oil. I will admit this.
Which, that makes sense.
For the first time, I did buy some ramps because I'm going to do the oil on all our cars from now on. I don't want to take it to this shop that I think is screwing me over anymore.
Oh, my God.
And so I rolled it up, and we almost got it up there, but then the ramp slid because the concrete is slick in my garage. So I was like, well, lesson learned. We need to put something under the ramps, boys. And then there was another thing where oil went everywhere, but that was, don't worry about that, all right?
Okay.
Afterwards, after he was done, he said, thanks, Dad, and gave me a hug and said, that's something I can teach my kid one day. And I was just like,
that's nice.
And he goes, and next up, I need to learn how to change brake pads and tires. And I said, I don't know how to actually change the rubber on a tire.
Yeah.
I said, we'll go to Discount Tire for that, but I will teach you how to remove the tire from the car if you want me to.
Yes.
And so those are some things that I'm trying to make sure before I go that I get those taught to him. Now, Carter, on the other hand, my middle son, Carter, I don't know if I'll be able to teach him because I don't know if I'll be around. You know, but I have Carter right. I have
Why
Avery
not?
Right. I don't know. Something could happen before he gets a car. I could die. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a bit serious about that. So, but you want to make sure you're taking care of them.
And the 469 took my kids to Disneyland.
Heck yeah.
And the 214, I took my 22-year-old son to see two bands I love that were touring together, and now he loves them too.
Dude, that's really cool.
That is cool.
That is really cool. See, that's one of the things that my son is very into music production.
Yeah.
I used to manage a rapper.
Yeah.
And
you're a hero.
I just reached out to my friend. His name is, if you want to go check him out, Voice Rock. He's phenomenal. Miles is Dead EP, Return to Sender. Great song. But I asked him, I was like, hey, my son has always loved this album. Would you join him on a track. And he was like, absolutely. And now Avery just thinks that I'm the coolest dad ever.
That's awesome.
And so I appreciate that. Like these things that are, a lot of times you're like, man, my kid hates me. You're thinking there's no way that kid likes me at all. Yeah. I had to punish him, or I'm not living up to all these things, or I'm not the richest man in the world. I can't provide everything that I want to provide. And then you do something like that that's easy, and they're like, you're the best for it. So that's really fun. I'm not dying, I promise.
R.I.P., Corey. Love you, man. I would be shocked to learn that information.
Somebody's already asking if they can fill in for me when I die.
From the 318. Hey, we were having tryouts earlier. Week-long trail ride on horses from Beaumont to Houston with my dad. So I thought of two immediately, and me and Brandon got to go on the great college trip. So we went up to Michigan to visit Michigan and Michigan State. Then all as part of the same deal, we went down to Austin.
Why was that? Was that something he just always was excited? He wanted to go to Michigan?
Those two schools were really high on his list because marketing purposes, especially Michigan, he really wanted to go. And so we went to those two places, and then we went down to Austin for Texas, and then we went to SMU. So like all part of the same trip. But then the other one that I thought of, based on what you're talking about changing oil, I taught Brandon to drive. Like I did the course, you know, and I filled out all his paperwork and everything. And not that you wouldn't be nervous when your kid was taking his driving exam. I think I was really nervous because I was like, oh man, if this doesn't go well, his mom's going to blame me for this 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it did, and he got his license and all that good stuff. So, yeah, teaching him how to drive every step of the way, that was really cool.
The 972, I'm proud I taught my son gun safety when he was young, yeah. And now is 23 and passing that info along to others. I have a best friend who is an armed specialist in the Air Force. He thinks it's that important. My wife and I disagree on guns. I think it's important for them to learn how and why to use them, rather than keeping them ignorant about it.
Sure.
We've had that discussion many times, so it's a conversation she and I just agree to disagree on, but I think it's important because if you're in a situation where now all of a sudden your friend's pointing a gun at you and you're like, don't do that, or you think it's funny, it's not. It could be a bad situation. So I appreciate this. I love all the texts that I'm seeing right now.
From the 940, my email is kevin.hagland@odyssey.com. If you want to fill the spot for Corey whenever he's gone.
What are you talking
start
about?
Start taking applications.
Teaching my grandkids to cook. I appreciate that from the 817, the people that are trying to replace me already. Know that I'll haunt you from
that's death. Your own fault.
I will haunt you from the grave.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst? And I have an update.
What?
About the guy who ate all of the diamonds and said he was a sports agent. We will bring that to you in Wanker of the Weekend next, right here in the Fan.
Impactful performance so far for Anthony Davis. Thompson gambled going after it. And to the basket, Davis putback jam. And how is that for a first 4 minutes and 26 seconds in a Mavericks uniform?
We wouldn't get much more than that, but potentially we're about to get the next act. Anthony Davis upgraded from doubtful to questionable for tonight's game. We will see how that goes. And in the NCAA world, I meant to mention this earlier, Xavier Sean Miller will be the next head basketball coach for the University of Texas. Obviously, the irony of this is it was Xavier
knocked him out
that went up against Texas in the first four, and I just kind of feel like we could have taken care of this a few days ago. So Rodney Terry was informed yesterday that he would not return to head up the Texas basketball program, and so now it is going to be Sean Miller from Xavier who is going to be doing that. Also, the Texas women's team is up 16-12 just a couple minutes into the second quarter in the second round of their NCAA tournament game against Illinois on the women's side. Now, let's do some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? This one's tough, but we have to be fair. Are the Texas Rangers in contention for being Wanker of the Weekend?
No. What did they do?
Well, I saw a lot of this on social media, and then I found the evidence to kind of back it up.
Oh,
people were complaining.
You said kind of back it up, though.
Yeah, that the Rangers were pricing everybody out of opening day. But that could just be people are frustrated. So let's look into it. The Texas Rangers have the second most expensive home opener cost for people, behind only, can you guess?
The Tampa Rays.
What? They're not charging anybody anything to get in. It's the Los Angeles. I mean, they probably do. See, I always envision the Tampa Bay Rays as like that museum where there's a little box there at the front and they're like, hey,
donate what you
suggested
like.
Suggested donation is $25. You put whatever you can in the bucket and come on in. It's the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the Los Angeles Dodgers have the most expensive opening day tickets.
Dang.
Right behind them, though, is in fact the Texas Rangers.
That, okay. Now, that is a supply and demand thing, I think, personally.
Okay.
Because the rest of the season, I don't think the tickets are that much.
Yeah.
Compared to the Dodgers. But opening day around here has always been a very special thing. You grew up here,
yeah,
Kevin. You know.
Absolutely.
Parents getting their kids to skip school. Like it is a packed house for opening day.
And you're right. When I started to see.
And then day two always is kind of happened?
When I saw the data to back up the people's complaints on social media, that kind of bummed me out just a little bit. And you're right about supply and demand, but yeah. I'm sure there's been a lot of Rangers fans who have been super loyal and dedicated that they're like, hey, I was with them when you could have turned into the Rays. And had the suggestion bucket about how much money you bring in. But now I want to get to the story that I really want to talk about. And I wanted to talk about this all day. Do you remember the saga of the Texas man who was taken to jail for swallowing the earrings?
Yes. And I kept wondering, like, how is that going to affect him with the little pokey parts in his intestines?
So he went to Tiffany's store in Orlando and he represented
Florida.
Yes. And he represented himself as an agent for, I believe it was the Orlando Magic and not the Miami Heat.
An agent of destruction.
No, an NBA agent.
Oh, gotcha.
So he got taken back into their private room to see some of their more expensive diamonds.
Weird Sudbury.
So he swallowed earrings worth nearly $770,000. And then he got arrested on the side of the highway because he said he should have just taken them and then he could have just thrown them out the window. But instead, they took him into custody.
They had a window?
Like when he was in his car.
Oh, gotcha.
But instead, they pulled him over, they got him, and they're like, we're going to hold you and do x-rays. And they did x-rays and they saw diamond-shaped things in his digestion system.
I would just tell people that's how it's always been.
You could try. But here's where the story really gets interesting. And now you might think, hold on. I'm already interested at $770,000 of diamonds being swallowed and getting arrested. It's going to take another turn. So police got the fourth earring out 2 days after they got the first three. So there was some kind of holdup with that fourth earring. Now I don't know if it was a bigger stone or what the story was, but it took a while. However, police also uncovered two other unidentified diamond earrings. That means that this gentleman not only swallowed four earrings worth $770,000 from Tiffany's in Orlando while representing himself as an agent for the Orlando Magic players, he also stole and swallowed two other earrings in the midst of this crime spree.
Okay.
So he was taken
at
to
the same place, different place.
I don't believe it was okay. The same place. They're working on tracking the serial numbers for that.
So he just walks in. I'm an NBA agent, or I'm an agent.
And they took him to the back room.
Take me to the back so I can check out these diamonds. And while I'm there, I'm scooping them up.
And so what he did was he jumped out of his chair, took the jewelry, tried to force his way out the door. When he couldn't get out at first, he swallowed the earrings and then broke free, took off, got arrested. So he got taken to the Orange County jail where they got the earrings back and everything. My question for you is,
why didn't he just put them in his pocket instead of throwing them in his gut?
He said he should have. He really should have. How do you resell those earrings? Because, like, if you got a price cut from $770,000 to $400,000, almost 50% off, that's a heck of a deal. Now, I don't have the money to participate in that, but still, that is a heck of a deal. Do you have to tell them these were recovered from inside the human body or out of a big chunk of doo-doo?
Okay, this is interesting. Because I went to go look at a house once, and the lady told me that there was a murder-suicide in the house.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know if that made the house more valuable or if it made it less valuable. And here's another thing, because maybe there's a buyer that's like, I love murder houses, you know?
Yes.
Maybe there's a buyer out there that loves this story. Kevin, I've often told you. Supply and demand and stories are two of the things that make things valuable.
That's true.
A bottle of wine, if it's a story about a bottle of wine that was given to the prince, you know, like some,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is a really expensive bottle of wine. Or diamonds. This story is hilarious and weird all at the same time. I don't know that you have to tell them or discount them. I don't think you have to tell them that this has been in somebody's bowels. Nope. I don't think you have to.
No.
You don't have to disclose that information. Have you ever seen how they clean these diamonds? Those things are sparkling, dude.
Yeah, but
nobody's going to know. There has fecal matter on them at one point.
Okay, I guess that's true. By the way, side note, is there any chance that you think this fellow will represent himself and present
what?
The actual defense that sometimes he poops diamonds? That is a yes. Question I would like to know the answer to.
So, if he gets a lawyer and the lawyer says that's not a good enough defense, he will fire that lawyer
and
be like,
yeah,
you know what? Let me show you. We're going to have new precedent set in.
Yeah, there's no way that guy knows what precedent means, but maybe. All right. Other wanker of the weekend candidates. If you have your own, feel free. 877-881-1053. Penny Hardaway. So Memphis lost in the NCAA tournament, and Penny Hardaway is 0-3 in his last three NCAA tournament games at Memphis. Man, it was supposed to be the next big thing and like really take off. And I know the whole Wiseman thing didn't really help, but.
Well, what he did though was he was coaching high school, right? Like an academy kind of thing. And then he was like, I will bring all my players to Memphis. Wasn't that like kind of the idea and concept there? He was like, I got a surefire product. You want to buy this from me. And then he got the Memphis coach pushed out and was able to take over there.
And unfortunately, it has not gone well as of late.
Penny's entire career has not quite lived up to what you expected, even in basketball.
Yeah.
When he was playing.
Those darn injuries, man, because it looked like the Orlando Magic were going to be good forever or for like 12 years, but 'tis not to be. So let's talk about Julio Urias. The free agent has been suspended through the All-Star break. Now, he hasn't played in Major League Baseball since 2023. And this goes back to a couple of different incidents. He was suspended for 20 games in 2019 after being arrested on suspicion of domestic battery. And then there was another incident where he had problems for domestic violence and he ran afoul of the domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. So Rob Manfred said he is suspended through the All-Star break, obviously, for somebody who hasn't even played since 2023. That's not going to help. And then I know Texas A&M lost, and maybe they could be wankers of the weekend for giving up that second half lead against Michigan. But Buzz Williams.
There were people at the event that I did on Saturday. They were rooting that on because of you. They were like, look, he's got Duke.
That's fair. People are going to be even madder if I go to New York to go watch them play this weekend. All right. Texas A&M's coach Buzz Williams, he said that he's had discussions with multiple players, their parents, and their teammates, that they have gotten death threats and racial slurs on social media this season because of struggles of the basketball team. I know they beat Yale in the first round, and then they lost in the second round to Michigan. I can't imagine a sporting event causing you to go find a college kid and start firing off racial slurs, or
let alone of even a professional player. Honestly,
yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's
too.
A good point. That is a good
calling
point.
This thing together. I don't feel like we need to do that.
I get it. If you like back in the day where you're like yelling, "You suck, Patrick Ewing," or whatever, I think that's probably just part of the deal.
Yeah.
But then you're like, "Hey, let's throw in racial slurs and everything,"
and
or maybe threaten to kill somebody. That's madness.
Yeah, over a basketball game.
Absolute mess.
The 903, I'm the wanker of the weekend for blowing $1,200 at a casino in Shreveport.
I know the answer's probably no. Did you have $1,200 worth of fun?
Did you go there with $1,600, though?
Okay.
And you only lost $1,200.
All right. So can you spend that as a profit of $400?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my budget.
And then I wanted to throw this out there because we talked about this last week. Mookie Betts says that he's still dealing with the illness that caused him to miss the two games of the Tokyo series.
Really?
And yeah, we talked about at the time he was down 15 pounds. I think he said it's still around.
Is this like flu kind of thing or stomach bug?
I'm not sure. They are kind of keeping that part close to the vest a little bit. Just he's having an issue and it still continues. And so I wonder when we get to our more like traditional opening day, if the stomach, it is with his stomach.
Gotcha.
But if that's still going to bother him, he said, "I feel great. My body feels great. So the symptoms have started to go away, but I haven't figured out a way to calm my stomach all the way down." And then he talked about how he hadn't been able to put any of the weight back on either.
Oh, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Nest of defenders. Saves the ball with a leap. Knocked out of bounds. Deflected by me. And off to the side.
That was great defense.
I was saving you.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, somebody texted in from the 469 that they are the wanker of the weekend because they were up $1,100 and couldn't wait one day to cash out and lost all of it yesterday.
Oh,
that stings.
Win some, lose some.
Right now, true. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing well, Hagee. You got to be on the lookout for those delayed withdrawal functionalities on your gambling sites.
True.
And I always try to sidestep those and just be aware. They're trying to get you to bet it and lose it in the next 24 hours.
So whenever you see that there's terms and conditions,
yes,
you best hit the terms and conditions and actually read them.
I believe so. And how the hell are you, Hagee?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. We are but 3 days away from opening day. And if you need baseball fix a little bit sooner, tonight, Rangers, Royals, right here on 105.3 The
Sweet.
Fan.
Sweet.
So we're already getting ready for Whataburger opening day. How much of the tournament did you guys take in this weekend, and did it feel uneventful, or I don't know how you might describe it?
Yes, it was relatively uneventful. Now, I didn't get the Saturday experience that I necessarily wanted from a madness standpoint because our good buddy Zero tied the knot on the third day of March Madness.
I heard it was very windy.
Was quite the decision. It was windy, which was nice because it kept you cool. But for those with the toupee, it was... It's a dogfight.
Does somebody have a toupee out there?
There's a couple out there that were popping up, floating around. I mean, there's a lot of senior citizens at weddings. Don't you notice that?
Yeah, like, Kevin's been at weddings. He loves weddings.
Oh, look, we worked with this guy at the newspaper, and it was one of my favorite things ever, is he wore a toupee, and then one weekend, I don't know if he got a new one or he dyed it or whatever, but it came back like a much brighter color, and I was like, whoa.
Interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
I was like, I just wanted to know if it was a mistake or if this was his like highlighted conscious decision. And he's like, this is what we're going with.
How old was this guy?
70, okay. 65.
Wow. 22. That's,
okay. Are you more likely to do a toupee in old age or dye your beard? What would be
it's
more
the beard
likely?
For sure. Because I just went with, I lost my hair when I was like in my mid to late 20s. And so we just went with that.
Yeah, I guess you and Broadus have really already spoken for yourselves.
It would be pretty shocking now if I just came in and I was like, hey, fellas, decided to grow my hair out. You'd be like, what the hell? No, you didn't.
I've got a ponytail in the back. And we're just like,
I sure did.
That would be bet payoff for the century, by the way.
It really would.
If you did that with a straight face.
That would be such a great bet payoff because you have like side and back hair.
Yeah.
You could just do a ponytail. That would be a fun bet payoff.
We can get a skullet going or the horseshoe or something like that. I think it was, I can't remember who the news host was who like shaved their head and the hair wasn't there. And then all of a sudden their hair started growing back and they're like, yeah, I just needed to shave it to help kind
restart
of
things.
Reinfuse things. And I was like, come on, dude.
Invigorate
it's okay that you've got your robot hair or whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, two steps backwards to a couple steps forwards.
Yeah.
I want to say Broadus is, sounds like he's getting ready to stab you at any moment.
No, I just remember we had a guy named Bruce Mays. He's probably listening right now. And Bruce got hair plugs, and it looked like somebody had taken like ground beef and put it on top of his head. I felt so sorry for him. I said, please don't ever let me be that.
Okay,
please
don't.
And Bruce, if you're listening, I love you, but man, your head looked awful.
That's very difficult for someone like me.
Did it finally come together for him?
He was on the tarmac. He was a guy that was our advanced guy, operations guy. So he would be on the tarmac as the plane was coming in, and it's always a windy situation down there.
Always.
So you had, hair flying, skin flying,
beef.
Just a lot of everything. It looked like a just raw ground beef packed on top of his head.
Like an 80-20.
Hate to see it.
70-30 maybe.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Just a bad look. And, if you're going that route with the plugs and all that, it looks super painful. Just be bald.
I hear you. Now, Heggy, on the beard front, we're around the same age, and we have.
Yeah.
I think I have a little bit more gray than you. Quite a bit more gray than you in my beard.
But you
have a decent amount of gray in your beard
for sure.
Have you considered this seriously? The beard dying?
I'm not going to say seriously, but there's been like a Just for Men commercial here or there that I've caught my attention.
Yeah.
I just look at the regalness of Emmett Smith and his all gray beard, and I'm like, man, he looks like a boss with that thing.
Deion Sanders now? I mean, he kind of goes back and forth, whether he goes clean shaven or beard. But when he goes beard and gets that thing just full silver fox going, I think there's something about it, man. It could really work. It'll definitely stop you in your tracks when you hit that age where it's going gray. And you're like, holy crap, what exactly is going on here?
I believe that.
You need to take a look in the mirror, see if we can get things figured out. But I always wondered, if I was single, would I be beard dying guy? And I think the answer to that could be yes.
Yeah, that's the real litmus
test.
Yeah. Unless it was the perfect silver fox bad boy.
Oh, and then you'd...
Then I think you roll with that. You get shredded.
The most shocking, silver bearded guy is David Letterman.
Oh, man.
When you look at him, because he's quit.
He went Duck Dynasty beard, didn't he?
He did, and it's shocking.
Manicured at all.
Yeah, it's, and you remember watching him on a nightly basis, and now it's like he's doing interviews, and you're like, well, who is this? Oh, it's Letterman.
Yeah.
And he's got some crazy
talking
ass
racing or something.
Yeah, he's got some crazy. Yeah, he's a member. Yeah, he owns a part of a race team. But yeah, it just looks so strange to see that just completely white beard like that.
It's also hard to pull off the beard dye, though.
Yeah, I have no idea about the logistics of how that would go.
I did find one of those like the you just kind of color it in. It's shower. It's like a soap bar or whatever. I tried it for a little bit.
Nobody has the patience.
I was like,
no,
I'm not going to deal with that anymore. It was gone.
You're going to look like crap if you try it yourself.
It's usually just jarring. Like after after a chick gets her lips pumped up, and you need like 6 to 8 weeks for that thing to sort of settle in.
Okay.
But they can't just hide, right? I mean, you just got to.
This man knows exactly what he's doing.
You got to own it.
The comedic timing of Broadus on the, this is there.
Such a professional radio guy. Just amazing the things that he's able to do on radio.
Yeah. And they just let him get away with it, too. Because he's good at it.
All these years, he's really good at it.
You guys do agree about the lips, though. It's like, you got to ice those things down, it feels like.
Yeah. And sometimes I wonder, I'm like, do they know? Do they walk out there and like, this is a mistake?
This is a lie.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
terrible. You know, I think it's one of the biggest cons that
Gavin.
Big plastic surgery has ever pulled off. Those ladies think they're getting the hookup going in there.
Yeah.
Makes them look like circus freaks, dude.
Oh, my God.
It's terrible.
Okay, hey, you look like a Muppet today.
You can't have super swollen labrums out here like that.
Exactly. You get it.
It's just crazy.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
A lot more of that.
We will have Sands at 4 o'clock talking Rangers. An opening day is what, like 72 hours away?
It is. Indeed, it is.
Baseball warning.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.